Even when you and your partner are physically close, you're still living in different worlds. And there is great beauty in that, the beauty of the unknown yet familiar person you're with. When you stop believing your theories about your partner, you return to the reality of your own life. You stand in a solid place from which you can deeply appreciate her without the slightest impulse to enter the private room in which her feelings are formed. You get to see who she really is. You get to love her with all your heart and not expect anything in return. When you no longer intrude and have stopped trying to manipulate or control her, you meet someone who is more amazing than anything you could have imagined. Once a painful concept is met with understanding, the next time it appears, you may find it interesting. What used to be the nightmare is now just interesting. The next time it appears, you may find it funny. The next time, you may not even notice it. This is the power of loving what is. Forgiveness is discovering that what you thought happened didn't, that there was never anything to forgive. What seemed terrible changes once you've questioned it. There is nothing terrible except your unquestioned thoughts about what you see. So whenever you suffer, inquire, look at the thoughts you're thinking, and set yourself free. Be a child, know nothing, take your ignorance all the way to your freedom. What's not to love? Could it be you? Trying to earn your own love is just as painful as seeking the love of others, and the results are just as unsatisfying. And undoing the search works the same way. When you sincerely question your unexamined thoughts about yourself, love just happens. In every inquiry about a painful relationship with your spouse, your mother, or someone at work, you always discover that the stress is caused by your own thinking. It's not the person outside who is your problem. That's not possible. And when you do the turnarounds, you see how the opposite of a painful thought can be as true or truer. At some point, you arrive at statements that sound like, I should be faithful to me, I should understand me, and ultimately, I should love me. This might not be news to you. Most people have been told by friends or family or advice columnists that they should love themselves. But how do you do that? The fact that you can't seem to live the turnarounds can even become another kind of self-torture. What's the matter with me? Why can't I love myself? You can't force this process. You can only inquire and find out what's true. If you haven't undone your painful thoughts, you can get into a bubble bath, light candles, recite positive affirmations, pamper yourself in every way, and once you're out of the tub, the same thoughts will come back to haunt you. It's like staging a seduction, only the one you're trying to seduce is you. This chapter is not about seducing or fooling yourself, just the opposite. It's about unfooling yourself. The only obstacle to loving other people is believing what you think, and you'll come to see that that's also the only obstacle to loving yourself. To discover the beliefs that may not, after all, be true for you, you'll need to ask yourself some very private questions. What are you ashamed of? Whom do you still resent, though you believe you shouldn't? What haven't you forgiven yourself for? This inquiry isn't manipulation. It's going inside yourself for the love of truth and finding your own answers. If you have any trouble with loving yourself, your work isn't done. No one who thinks, I should love myself, knows what love is. Love is what we are already. So to think that you should love yourself when you don't is pure delusion. Isn't the turnaround truer? I shouldn't love myself. How do you know that you shouldn't love yourself? You don't. That's it for now. The truth is no respecter of spiritual concepts. I should love myself? Ugh, on what planet? Love is not a doing. There is nothing you have to do. And when you question your mind, you can see that the only thing that keeps you from being love is an unquestioned, stressful thought.